psycho coworker frames me to look like I stole $5,000. So I go undercover to reveal her entire scam. Here's what happened. Subscribe to Am I the Jerk on YouTube and hit the bell for notifications. If revenge is best served cold, then my revenge was many years in the freezer, and this week was finally pulled out and had whipped cream and a cherry put on top before finally served. First, some background. So I worked for Company A for almost a decade, that had a small team consisting of 10 people, doing commissioned work for businesses in my city. The owner treated us like family, knowing that we worked long hours and hard days, sometimes up to 60 hours in a week. He paid us better than expected, bonuses and perks he negotiated with businesses that commissioned our work. Even gave the whole company a paid week off when his son was getting married, so we could attend too. We had our squabbles like any other family, and things weren't always bright and perfect, but this is to show how nice owner treated his employees, and didn't screw me over. After working there for years, the manager position came open. Since by then I was one of the most senior workers with Company A, I thought I would apply. A few others did as well. I didn't get the position, mainly because, despite my experience at Company A, I didn't have a business administration degree. Someone who worked for owner did, so he got it. Realizing the education I would have to get and the demand of this job, I thought long and hard, and concluded that if I wanted to go anywhere in life, I would have to get that degree. Coming right out of high school to work for Company A was great, but if I wanted to do something more, I would have to go to university. I talked to the owner and gave my 2 weeks' notice. When I explained what I wanted to do and why, he understood that I was trying to make something of myself. This all becomes relevant later, I promise. Going to university, I found that I had tuition covered through government grants, but not things like food and rent and such. So I looked around and eventually found work at Company B. Company B was a retail store, with a bigger staff than I had been used to, somewhere around 50 employees, but had such a huge employee turnaround that it was scary at times. They dealt with a wide range of goods, from groceries to very expensive items. They had a certain niche clientele that they could order items for and catered to. I ended up working part-time in their warehouse, and answered to the warehouse supervisor, who answered to the manager. There were other supervisors for other parts of the store, but for this, only the sales supervisor is relevant. Skip forward 7 years. In that time, I got my BA degree and worked at Company B the whole time, going from part-time to full, and eventually applied for the warehouse supervisor position. I was interviewed, got the job, and had been supervisor for months, when the manager and I hired Kay as a warehouse clerk. Kay isn't the one to get the revenge, but she played a crucial part in it. Then Jerk gets hired. Jerk started out as a cashier, working quickly up the chain and brown-nosing as many coworkers as possible, including the manager. When a sales rep went on maternity leave, Jerk quickly jumped at the chance to work in sales, and ended up permanently being a part of that team. Then the sales supervisor soon after. Me and Jerk got along like oil and water. We butted heads over things constantly. She would tell the manager all the small things that I did, but call me a snitch when I reported the issues she was causing. She would badmouth me and my warehouse staff, talk over me at meetings, and try to take credit for my ideas. She openly told coworkers that I was the cause of many issues, and couldn't wait for me to leave. Oh, and she was never at fault. It would be the customer's fault, my fault, the delivery driver's fault, another coworker's fault, whoever, just never hers. There were times when we got along well, but few and far between. I ended up getting fired. So one day, a very, and I mean very, expensive ring set, over $5,000 I later found out, ordered by one of our customers, comes in. Years ago, I set up a procedure for any type of jewelry so that it will not get lost or stolen. The last step is, once we have done everything with it in the warehouse, we take it to the office and have someone put it in the safe immediately. This particular time, I was the one who received the rings. Once going through the procedure, I told Kay that I was taking it to the office. The only one available who had the combination to the safe was Jerk. I asked her if she could open the safe. She looked at me, looked at the jewelry in my hand, then said, "Put it down here on my desk. I'll put it away once I'm done this email." Keep in mind that me and Jerk had had a serious spat over something earlier that day, and I generally didn't feel like being close to her if I could help it, so I never saw her put it in the safe myself. The next day, I get a call from the manager to come to the office. I head there to find manager, Jerk, and the HR consultant they pull in when some real crap has hit the fan. Manager tells me that said ring set has disappeared. I tell them the procedure I followed, and last I saw them was with Jerk. Manager tells me that Jerk checked the box and said that the box was empty. Manager then pulls out the box. Sure enough, the box the rings were in was indeed empty. I swear to manager that the rings were inside when I checked them before giving it to Jerk. At this point, it's my word against hers. By stroke of bad luck, the in-store video recorder had broken down days before the incident, so there was no way to verify what happened. We all know someone has to take the blame for this, and that's when Jerk strikes, saying that it was my fault, since it was last seen in my hands. Manager asks if this is true. Then I realize that yes, I was indeed the last person to touch the thing, and I never actually saw Jerk pick up the box. Jerk gives me a look that screams gotcha. Manager and the HR consultant ask us both to leave. After what seemed like forever, I get called in. Manager tells me that since I was responsible for the rings at the time, and they're now lost, they would have to let me go. But since they had no proof as to whether I stole the rings or not, they wouldn't press charges, which scared the crap out of me, as this was the first time I heard of them thinking this. I go back to the warehouse, tell Kay and the other warehouse clerks what just happened, grabbed my personal belongings, and left that day. After a couple of weeks of trying to get my head around what happened and weighing my options, I decide my first priority is to try and get some sort of job, and consider myself lucky if I can get a job flipping burgers, with the bad rep I'll get when they ask Company B. I call the owner of Company A to get a good reference from them, and explain what happened and why I was calling, only to get the shock of a lifetime. The manager position was about to be open. The guy who I lost the position to was retiring soon, due to complicated health reasons. Owner had kept tabs on me while at university, and understood when I didn't immediately come back to him. But with a golden opportunity like this, he wanted me back, and I wasn't going to say no. I dive into my new job I originally wanted with an owner I enjoyed working with. I thought, then and there, everything would be behind me, not knowing it would come back. Not to bite me, but to pay dividends. It turns out, Kay had my back. This I found out after Jerk's reckoning. After I was fired, Kay knew she had to do something about Jerk. Kay knew that I wouldn't lose or steal something like the rings, but also knew that, without proof, Jerk would deny that she did it, and have Kay in her crosshairs to attack next. So, after talking with her husband, she hatched a plan. She started hanging out with Jerk, telling her things like, "I'm so glad he's gone," or "wish he'd been fired much earlier." Jerk, feeling high from getting rid of one of the thorns in her side, soaked it all in, and after a couple of weeks, invited Kay and Kay's husband for drinks at her place with her and her husband. Months pass. Kay and her husband do things regularly with Jerk and her husband, including drinks on weekends and couple-related events. When together, Kay would occasionally badmouth me, and Jerk would agree. Finally, after over a year of playing nice, when Kay and her husband were over at Jerk's for one of their drinking parties, Kay randomly badmouthed me, mentioning the rings in passing. Then Jerk says something that Kay was waiting for. "I wanted those rings, so I stole them." Kay, upon hearing this, asks for more details. Kay's husband looks at her, tries to wave her off with one hand, then gives up when Jerk keeps talking. That day, Jerk had stopped writing her email and was going to put the rings in the safe. The safe was open, and she was about to put the rings away when Jerk had an idea. See, as mentioned above, Jerk wanted me gone from Company B. She also wanted those rings. She also knew that the cameras weren't working. She figured that she could pocket the rings, tell the manager they were missing, and spin it so I would take the blame. Kay then asks where the rings are now, and Jerk, being too drunk and not seeing a reason not to brag, not only tells her, but shows her where they are in her room. All while Kay's husband has been recording the entire conversation on his phone. The hand waving was him saying he started recording. Kay gives a copy of the recording to manager the next workday. Police are called immediately. Jerk is arrested and her house is raided. They find the rings. Kay and her husband give the recording and testimonies to police. Jerk's reckoning has begun. I get a call from the prosecutor's office after Jerk is arrested and charged with theft over $5,000, among other things. He wants me to testify about what she did to me. I didn't skip a beat in saying yes. Fast track to the trial. Prosecutor has me, Kay, and Kay's husband testify and plays the recording of Jerk admitting that she stole them. Her attorney tries to get the case thrown out, saying that Kay got Jerk deliberately drunk, but Judge didn't buy it, since there was proof she drank all the time. Judge was lenient and gave her 5 years in prison, which she yelled was unfair, but I personally thought she got off easy. Meanwhile, as the trial was happening, I was talking to a lawyer to sue Jerk for setting me up like she did. We were also going to sue Company B for wrongful termination, but they settled the day they got the notice of the lawsuit and knew that they would lose. Jerk wasn't so lucky. They tried some trickery by having Jerk's husband divorce her, and he receive everything in the divorce. But my lawyer added him into the lawsuit as well. My lawyer asked overall for $3,500 for emotional distress, back pay from when I was fired until I started with Company A again, and legal fees. And now you're wondering where the metaphoric cherry is on this story. Well, recently, we had someone leave Company A, so we were hiring someone to replace them. Owner was going over the resumes and setting up interviews for the job this week. Lo and behold, Jerk was one of the people to apply, but he didn't know that. I looked at the resume, was about to trash it, but then smiled. Owner set up the interview. She came in at her slotted time, looking to brown nose her way through. Then she saw me. I smiled an evil smile, and she went white. All I said was, "Ah, Jerk, how are you? Remember me?" She looked like a deer in the headlights. I look at her resume and say, "I'm sorry, I don't think you'll be a good fit for our company. Thank you for applying." Jerk said not one word and left. That's a big deal. This isn't some minor Jerk move here. She stole a very expensive item and blamed another employee for it, which ended up in their termination. There's a lot of repercussions for an action like that. However, I will say 5 years in prison does sound kinda harsh. A year for every $1,000? That's pretty steep. Don't get me wrong, she deserves some punishment, but that sounds pretty extreme. Honestly though, while she did this really nasty, jerky thing, our original poster really didn't feel too much of the repercussions. They ended up going back to their old company into the position that they originally wanted. As far as I'm concerned, everything worked out for them. And they just got a little extra bonus from this Jerk when the truth came out. Who knows? Maybe she did our original poster a favor. If they hadn't left the company when they did, they may never have gotten that job that they always wanted. So while this was a massive Jerk move, it actually all worked out pretty well for our poster.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
The last thing you want to hear when you need your auto insurance most is,
"Thank you for calling. Please listen to your list of 46 possible service options."
Which is why when you choose USAA auto insurance, you'll get great service that is easy and reliable. 24/7 online service for claims, access to roadside assistance, and more. All at the touch of a button. Start getting the service you deserve. Get a quote today. USAA. Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
You can submit your own stories to be featured here on the channel. The story submission link is in the description below. And if you want to listen to some vibey music in the background, check out Easy Mode, also linked below. And don't forget to subscribe. Karen Neighbor looks like she's trying to break in, so we let her go spend a few hours at the police station. We live in an apartment block, and occasionally have new people move in and out. Yesterday, we encountered a new resident, a short red-haired lady who, through dwarfism and food, manages to be as wide as she is tall. My boyfriend greeted her with a simple hello. He also tried to say welcome, but she cut him off with, "Shut up, I don't know you." Okay, not the sociable type. Neither are we. Let's not get friendly then. When returning from the grocery store, we found her trying to pick the lock with what looked like a piece of a paperclip. Because, you know, that's gonna work. And she's apparently been at it a while. Cause before we could open the door with our key, a patrol car stopped and an officer called out to her. We stopped to watch, cause, well, it was happening. The officer asked her why she's breaking in, to which she responded she lived here. She turned to us and said that, "They know me." My boyfriend smiled and said, "I don't know you." We entered the building after the officer asked us to confirm, and boyfriend repeated, "We don't know her. I can't wait till the next time we see her." While this lady might not be the most pleasant person to have to live around, you're gonna have to continue to live around her. I don't think you did yourself any favors here. I mean, sure, you saw an opportunity to mess with her and be a bit of a jerk yourself, but something tells me you've only made your life more unpleasant. Sometimes two wrongs don't make a right. I feel like this might be one of those times. Supermarket cashier gets mild revenge on a Karen. This isn't my story, but I got to observe and enjoy firsthand. I had picked up some groceries at our local market and was in the checkout line. In front of me was a Karen on her phone, loudly complaining to the person on the other end about the lack of choices in the store and the lack of toilet paper. During checkout, she talked trash about the grocery store and its employees, all but ignored the cashier, and then stalked off in a huff as soon as she paid. As the cashier began to ring up my groceries, I noticed that Karen had forgotten to take a package of chicken she'd paid for. Barely raising his voice, he called out, "Ma'am, ma'am, you forgot your chicken." He then made a show of looking around and then said, "Oh well, I guess she's gone. Want some free chicken? Petty revenge chicken tastes pretty good." Yeah, I wouldn't go out of my way to try and do her a favor either. If that's the way you're gonna be, people don't want to help you. So when you screw up, they're gonna let you. Worked out for our poster though. She got some free chicken. No one's gonna argue with that. My boyfriend's roommate told me to stop having sleepovers at the apartment, so I told him to get over himself. So I've been with my boyfriend for 4 months. He rents with a guy named Justin, who's a bit of a self-righteous jerk sometimes. The problem started when I started having sleepovers with my boyfriend in the apartment. Justin looked super annoyed whenever he saw me over, which is 5 days a week. He'd just keep huffing and puffing and speak to me rudely. I said nothing till yesterday, when he got back and found me and started a fight, telling me to stop having sleepovers. I asked what the heck was his problem, and he looked at me with a straight face and said, "If you're gonna come over here and use water, electricity, and whatnot 5 days a week, then you might as well start paying rent." I responded by telling him that my boyfriend pays rent, and I use what he uses, then called him rude and told him to get over himself. He told me he'll get the landlord involved, and my boyfriend asked me to leave so he could figure it out with the guy. I grabbed my stuff and left feeling awful. My boyfriend later called saying I was rude in what I said, and his roommate has a point, especially since I'm using everything in the apartment, from microwave and shower to the charger. And so his roommate felt it was unfair, and my boyfriend asked me to tune down my visits for now. We had an argument after I said he sided with his roommate over me to keep the peace, and ended the call. We haven't talked since then. Am I the jerk? Did I go too far? Hey, that's great that you're in a relationship with someone and you guys are hitting it off and you want to spend all your time together. But that is how renting works. They're paying for all that stuff that you're using. And if you're there 5 days a week, you pretty much live there. You're using just as much as they are, meaning they're paying a good chunk more on all their bills and not seeing any reimbursement from you. I think this situation needed to be handled more delicately, but I do think the roommate's in the right. I doubt you would have a problem if you were actually contributing. It's the fact that you're kind of freeloading off them. Well, not freeloading, but you're costing them more money. And I'm sure they're having a hard enough time on their own already, or they wouldn't have a roommate to begin with. I apologized for my uneducated husband at our recent social gathering. My husband, let's call him Will, is in the Navy, and he works on nuclear reactors on submarines. We've been together for 4 years, married for 2. We were at a small house party with a few friends of mine from college, and we were discussing books we've all read, when at one point one of my friends, we'll call him Steve, asks Will,
"So, Will, what's your favorite book?"
And my husband responds,
I really like To Kill a Mockingbird.
Then Steve gives him a quizzical look and asks him,
"Have you read any books outside of high school?"
And Will hesitates a bit and says,
Outside of manuals at work, I guess I haven't.
So then I try to explain to Steve, yeah, he's not well educated, so he's never had a reason to be well read. We all had a good laugh. But then Will didn't really contribute a whole lot to the conversation the rest of the night. On the car ride back, Will was pretty quiet. I ask if he's fine, and all he says in a sarcastic tone is,
"Peachy."
I ask him if I did anything to upset him, and he responds back with,
I don't know. I don't think I'm educated enough to properly explain myself.
I tell him I didn't tell my friends that he was unintelligent, just that he wasn't college educated. He accused me of minimizing how hard his Navy schooling was, but I explained that military education and college education are simply not the same. We continued to fight until I got home. I texted my sister about what happened, and she called me a huge jerk and said that I need to apologize. Now, I'm having second thoughts about how I handled this. Am I the jerk?
Yeah, you're the jerk. I think your husband kind of got a glimpse into how you really see him, or how you value his intelligence to yours in your relationship.
You seem to see yourself as higher than him because you went to college. Sure, there's a lot of stuff you can learn in college, but there's a lot of stuff you don't learn in college. There's a lot of stuff that you learn from everything happening around you. This guy works on nuclear reactors on submarines. I don't think his intelligence should be insulted because he technically didn't go to college. You really fired a low blow there. You know what they say. Every single person you meet knows something you don't. Don't think yourself so high and mighty because you took a couple courses. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. Put the playlist on in the background to finish listening to all the stories. Or if you want to listen to some vibey music in the background, check out Easy Mode. If you like Am I the Jerk, give Am I the Genius a shot. Everything's linked in the description.